It's Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A crash near Trade Lake Monday evening has left a driver dead. An Almeno man is dead after a motorcycle crash near Clayton on Saturday. 2 one-day closures are planned next week for Rice Lake's downtown Main Street. Canadian wildfires choke the upper Midwest with poor air quality, and state leaders spar over PFAS, healthcare, and student literacy funding. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A driver died late Monday evening in a crash on Highway 48 north of Trade Lake. Burnett County Sheriff Tracy Fintz said it happened just before 11:30 p.m. Monday and involved a single vehicle rolling several times. The driver was ejected and trapped under the vehicle, which was in 2 feet of water. The driver was pronounced deceased at the scene. No name has been released. Fintz said the crash was under investigation. A motorcycle rider killed in a crash Saturday evening near Clayton has been named. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said 53-year-old Richard M. Johnson of Almena was riding east on County Highway D, went off the road at a curve, and crashed. Life-saving measures were attempted. Johnson was not wearing a helmet and died at the scene, authorities said. The specific cause of the crash was not known at this time and was under investigation. Next week, sections of Main Street in downtown Rice Lake will be closed to replace decorative lighting. Closures are planned for Monday, May 20th from Messenger to Eau Claire Streets and Tuesday, May 21st from Newton to Marshall Streets. The full-day closures may be pushed back to later in the week if there is inclement weather next Monday or Tuesday. Crews will be replacing catenary lights that hang above the street. Smoke from Canadian wildfires has prompted health warnings across the upper Midwest for a second straight year. Smoke from fires burning in British Columbia and Alberta have settled over parts of Montana, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency issued its first statewide air quality alert of the season. Wisconsin also warned of unhealthy air pollution levels until noon on Monday. The National Weather Service said smoke could reach as far south as Iowa and Chicago by late Tuesday. Nearly 90 fires are burning in Canada, and prevailing winds are driving it south and east. To see current air quality levels across the state, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov/topic/air quality. Liberal justices who control the Wisconsin Supreme Court showed signs Monday of being willing to overturn a ruling that all but eliminated the use of absentee ballot drop boxes in the swing state. At issue is whether the court should overturn its July 2022 ruling that said nothing in state law allowed for absentee ballot drop boxes to be placed anywhere other than election clerk offices. Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky asked what the court should do if its earlier ruling, quote, just got it wrong, end quote. A reversal could have implications on what is expected to be another razor-thin presidential race in Wisconsin. State Senate Republicans will override several vetoes by Democratic Governor Tony Evers today, Bob Hague reports.
Those include a bill Evers vetoed that would have allowed for allocation of funding for PFAS remediation, State Senator Howard Markline.
We understood how important the issue was. We increased that funding to $125 million. Clearly, this is an important issue for us.
Senate Republicans have the two-thirds majority needed to override vetoes and will also act to release $15 million in grants for Chippewa Valley hospitals and several other bills Evers vetoed. It's unclear when or if the Assembly will act. Republicans in that chamber are two votes short of what they need to override. At the Capitol, Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers is once again suing the Wisconsin State Legislature. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The governor is making the move over what he calls a refusal to release a critical investment aimed at improving K-12 student literacy. According to Evers, the move comes as Republican lawmakers on the Republican-controlled Joint Committee on Finance are refusing to release nearly $200 million in already approved investments, including nearly $50 million to help improve K-12 student reading outcomes. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans blame Evers for critical funding not being released. Republican legislators concluded legislative business for the 2024 calendar year in March, but the state Senate has scheduled a session Tuesday to override several of Evers' vetoes. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.